Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. We all set out with the highest of hopes in spring, saying this will be the year that I get that perfect tomato, and I certainly hope that you do. Tomatoes have been grown for thousands of years, but even the best of gardeners, with the most knowledge, still have a few hiccups along the way and may have fallen short of that delicious red fruit. Many different aspects of fertilization, water, temperature, can stand in the way of your perfect tomato. An important idea to keep in the back of your mind when gardening is, every mistake in the garden is another chance to learn a new piece of information about the crop that you are growing. Failure to set fruit could be caused by many different problems, the first of which is the night temperature is not in the correct range. Night temperatures between 55 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit is what we're looking for. Anything outside of this range makes it very difficult for tomato flowers to become pollinated. Also, when the day temperature exceeds 90 degrees Fahrenheit, fruit set tends to be at its lowest. Other problems that can lead to poor fruit set is dry soil. This will cause the blossoms to dry up and drop. Too much nitrogen can also lead to poor fruit set. This will produce more leafy growth at the expense of fruit, flowers, and root growth. What if your tomatoes are setting fruit but failing to ripen? Again, this could be a temperature-related issue as well. If the temperature is below 60 degrees Fahrenheit or above 90 degrees Fahrenheit, though the flower is pollinated, the fruit does not last long enough on the vine to ripen. Compacted and overly wet soils as well as low potassium are also contributors to tomato fruit failing to ripen. All the problems and symptoms mentioned before have to do with the inability of that fruit to become pollinated or to get to the ripening stage. But there is also the possibility of having red tomatoes while not producing that perfect specimen. Possibly there's some sort of abnormality with the fruit, such as black holes, black areas, or distorted shape. Blossom end rot is a very common problem seen in tomatoes. This occurs at the bottom of the tomato or the opposite side in which the tomato is connected to the vine. Blossom end rot is often caused by a lack of calcium or inability of that plant to absorb calcium in the soil. An excellent and easy remedy to blossom end rot is adding calcium nitrate to the base of that tomato. Other problems include cat facing, which is the deformity that occurs during the formation of the flower and also occurs on the blossom end of that tomato. The fruit worm is also a common problem in tomatoes, attacking right about the time the fruit is ready to harvest. Symptoms of tomato fruit worm are easily identified as black holes in the tomato, typically on the stem side of the fruit. You may also see frass or caterpillar droppings on the leaves below the tomato. Lastly, a problem we see in South Louisiana with tomatoes growing is cracking or bursting. This is when the tomato grows internally much faster than the skin. Characteristics of cracking or bursting consist of concentric or radial cracks of the fruit. Cracking or bursting can be caused by over-fertilization, extreme fluctuations in temperature or soil moisture. Fluctuations of soil moisture is something that we see here quite often in Louisiana. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.